This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
That's right, you're locked into the Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Hanif Baharuddin.
Coming up in today's show, a very special review of the highly anticipated collab project. And a project, I guess, that everyone's been talking about the whole year, right? Silk Sonic, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. Who gon' get the ladies feeling something? Ooh, we gon' lock this groove in tight. Just like this groove down for that. Silk Sonic, indeed, the heavyweight project from Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. An evening with Silk Sonic's their debut album, and myself and Hanif will dive a little bit into that album pretty soon. But first up, here's a segment that we like to call.
Here's a bit of an update or a development following the Astroworld disaster. Live Nation, the promoters behind the Astroworld Festival, happens to be the organizer of another massive rap festival called Rolling Loud. Mm. And for this upcoming event happening in San Bernardino, Live Nation has decided to make it an 18 and over festival. The event, which will take place from the 10th to the 12th of December, will feature Kid Cudi, J. Cole and Future, with dozens of younger rap acts, including some that perform at the ill-fated Astroworld concert. Live Nation released a statement on Twitter saying that they want everyone to reach safely and that they will limit this particular festival to only adult attendees, quote-unquote, in light of recent events. People who are under 18 and who have bought tickets can either get refunds or use their tickets for next year's festival. It feels like an odd move from Live Nation, especially when you take into factor that 7 out of the 10 people that died were actually over the age of 18. So it seems that their rationale was a bit skewed and more focused on trying to prevent, quote-unquote, bad publicity rather than actually feeling concerned with the safety of their concert goers. Pretty weird and shocking, if you ask me. But yeah, the fact that, how do you prevent that kind of incidents, right, from happening in the future?
Yeah, you know, we had Woodstock Festival, the disaster there, and then Astroworld Festival that happened about a month ago. And, you know, I guess the live music industry has still have lots of lessons to learn in regards to safety, especially in times of the pandemic, right?
Exactly.
Also, by the way, to some happier news and news that regarding Rihanna. So recently, if you missed the news, Rihanna has been declared the national hero of Barbados as the country celebrates its transition to an independent republic. Its Prime Minister Mia Motley announced that the 33-year-old will be conferred with the honour of the National Hero of Barbados. Motley said the artist had commanded, and I quote, the imagination of the world through its pursuit of excellence with her creativity, her discipline, and above all, her extraordinary commitment to the land of her birth. Rihanna, of course, is Barbados' most famous citizen, most famous export. In 2018, she was appointed the SAF official ambassador for culture and youth. Rihanna joins a select group of 10 other Barbadians, including Garfield Sobers, who's regarded as one of the greatest cricketers of all time and the only other living national hero. Well done, Rihanna. Mm.
By the way, some news on Spotify's CarView feature. For those who don't know, CarView pops up when you connect your phone to Bluetooth devices in your car. It's a customized control that strips down all the unnecessary features in favor of the more important features, such as the play and pause button and next, no album art, and you know, and all the icons get a bit bigger. Do you use this feature, Daryl? Are you even aware of it?
Not really, because when I connect my my phone to my car stereo, the album art comes out on the car screen stereo, so I rarely look at my phone. I never noticed that was such a thing as a car view.
Okay.
So it's just basically bigger fonts, right?
Bigger fonts, yeah, and it's for people who don't have touchscreens in their cars.
So what's the rationale of them taking that out then? Seems like a pretty safe thing to do.
Exactly. So here's the thing. First of all, it seems that for now, it's only going to be, it has been taken off only in the US. I've used Spotify when I got to work this morning, and it's still available here in Malaysia, but they have just decided to take it out in the US at least. And that's because they have this thing called karting. But before I get to that, CarView was first introduced in 2019 and it's popular enough, I guess, among users, and they're now a bit upset, you know, and but because it feels like, you know, for Spotify, it's the case of, you know, taking this out because they want to sell this device that they have called karting. And karting is literally, if you look at it, it's like a smartphone, literally like a tablet, but with a dial, a big dial for you to, I guess, you know, change the volume.
Oh, so like a separate device.
Separate device, exactly.
Oh,
but specifically for Spotify.
I see.
So that's pretty interesting, right? So, yeah, so according to Spotify's statement, the CarView is gone because the company is actively exploring a variety of new ways to deliver the best in-car listening experience. But obviously, you know, a lot of fans don't believe this. They perhaps think that, you know, Spotify would want to promote their karting. A device, yeah, that they've just released in the US for people who want to perhaps, you know, declutter their mobile device, separate their mobile devices from, I guess, their radio, and have a specific Spotify device for you to listen to music or podcast, right? So yeah, according to Spotify, people who miss the Spotify CarView feature can use Google Assistant or Siri to control Spotify hands-free, but I guess a lot of people are still a bit unhappy. So let's see whether, you know, the pushback is strong enough that they'll probably bring it back.
Right? I mean, on one hand, Spotify, it is definitely a play from Spotify to get more income, right? But on the other hand, I also understand the outrage. I mean, like, why fix something that ain't broken, right?
Exactly. And while I personally don't actually use the feature because I prefer to see my album art and whatnot, I can kind of see how it's a useful feature, and it's a bit safer, right, for people to just press, you know, while they're driving, if they put their phones, you know, at a phone holder in the car, right? So yeah, it's kind of odd, but at least in Malaysia,
not yet,
don't worry about it. So yeah.
But if you're out there, don't be surprised if the upcoming days or upcoming weeks that feature is suddenly gone, right?
Exactly.
Also, another piece of news: this year's comeback trend continues. You know, over the last year, we had 90s groups making a comeback, Girls Aloud, Westlife, just to name a few. The latest is boy band Blue. Remember them?
Yes, of course.
They have announced their comeback with a 20th anniversary arena tour. Blue will perform across the UK in September 2022. But this time it'll be completely different to when they first launched, as they'll be doing it for their 9 children. The group, who this week are marketing 20 years since their debut album All Rise, said the tour is more poignant for them following the death of their friend Sarah Harding, who would have been celebrating 20 years with Girls Aloud next year. It had been a challenging time for the band over the years, as all 4 members have been declared bankrupt in the past and admitted that they are getting back on the road again for the money.
Wow. So, pretty blunt on their part.
Honest and transparent, yes. That's what I like. Yes, that's our By The Way segment. And coming up on The Pulse, myself and Hanif are going to review An Evening with Silk Sonic. So do stay tuned only here on The Pulse on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.